It's interesting to think about how we make people who used to be our everything into nothing again. How we learn to forget. How we force forgetting. What we put in place of them in between. The dynamics afterwards always tell you more than what the relationship did. Grief is a faster teacher than joy. But what does it mean when you cycle out to being strangers again? You never really stop knowing each other in that way. Maybe there's no choice but to make them someone different in your mind. Not the person who knew your daily anxieties. Not the person who knows what you look like naked. Not the person that held you when you were crying in the bathroom floor at 2 a.m. And not the person who knew how much you love them.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting.
Are you ready?
Hi everyone, I'm Violetta Benson. Welcome to a brand new episode of Almost Adulting, the largest self-love podcast and movement, your number one destination for personal growth and mental health. Welcome to a brand new Tuesday episode and welcome to a brand new Benson Book Club. As you know, every Tuesday I share a chapter or something from one of my favorite books where I instill some life lessons into you based on whatever topic we are covering the month on the podcast. We are doing this because I am in the middle of writing my book this year, and since I have to read so much and explore so much, I want to take you on the journey with me. Today we are discussing how we go from lovers to strangers. Why we should thank the people who hurt us the most and how we can in ourselves internally. What people who have loved and lost all know, and how not everybody will love you in the way that you will understand. So today we are covering 101 essays that will change the way you think. And today we are covering, starting with how the people we once loved become strangers again. So starting where we left off, when our lives revolve around someone, they don't just stop doing so, even if that's all that's left in some part of our memory. There are always those bits that linger on. The memories that are impressed on the places you went and the things you said and the songs you listened to remain. We all eventually find ourselves standing in the checkout line, hearing one of those songs come on and realizing that we're revolving around them again. And maybe we never stopped. Do you ever really forget your lover's birthday or all of your first times, intimate and not? Do your anniversaries ever become normal days of the year again? Are the things you did and promises that you've made ever really neutralized? Do they become void now that you're broken up, or do you just decidedly ignore them because there's simply no other choice? The mind tells you to go on and forces your heart to follow suit. I think. I want to believe that you either love someone in some way forever, or maybe you never really loved them at all. That once two reactive chemicals cross, both are changed. That the wounds we leave in people are sometimes too raw to risk falling back into them. I don't want to believe that we write each other off because we simply don't matter anymore. I know love isn't expandable. I wonder, and maybe hope, if we ever just force it to be out of a necessity. Maybe it's just that we're all at the centers of our own little universes, and sometimes they overlap with other people's, and that small bit of intersection leaves some part of it changed. The collision can wreck us, change us, shift us. Sometimes we merge into one, and other times we rescind because the comfort of losing what we thought we knew wins out. Either way, it's inevitable that you expand, that you're left knowing that much more about love and what it can do, and the pain that only a hole in your heart and space in your bed and emptiness in the next chair over can bring. Whether or not that hole will ever again include the person who made it that way, I don't know. Whether or not anybody else can match the outline of someone who was so deeply impressed in you, I don't know that either. We all start as strangers. The choices we make in terms of love are usually ones that seem inevitable anyway. We find people irrationally compelling. We find souls made of the same stuff ours are. We find classmates and partners and neighbors and family friends and cousins and sisters, and our lives intersect in a way that makes them feel like they couldn't have been separated. And this is lovely. But the ease and access isn't what we crave. It isn't what I'm writing about right now either. It isn't what we revolve around after it's gone. We are all just waiting for another universe to collide with ours, to change what we can ourselves. It's interesting how we realize the storms return to calm, but we see the stars differently now. And we don't know, and we can't choose whose wreckage can do that for us. We all start as strangers, but we forget that we rarely choose who ends up a stranger too. So why should we be thankful to the people that left, that are now strangers, people that hurt us the most in our life? Well, I have a few reasons for you. The first one is, the people who were able to hurt you the most were also the people whom you were able to love the most. We aren't profoundly affected by people who aren't already deeply, deeply, deeply within our hearts. For someone to have that much of an importance in your life is sacred. Even when it goes askew, it's a gift to know someone who is able to truly affect you, even if at first it didn't seem like it was for the best. Number two, difficult relationships often push you to change your behavior for the better. Often, most of the time, not always. In feeling helpless, you learn to take care of yourself. In feeling used, you recognize your worth. In being abused, you develop compassion. In feeling like you're stuck, you realize there's always a choice. In accepting what was done to you, you realize that nobody has control at the end of the day. But in surrendering the need for something we'll never have, we can finally truly find peace, which is what we were actually seeking in the first place. Number three, what you learn and who you become is more important than how you temporarily feel. That relationship may have seemed almost unbearable at the time. Number three, you don't come across these people by accident. They were your teachers and catalysts. In the words of C. Joy Bell C., we're all stars that think they're dying until we realize we're collapsing into supernovas to become more beautiful than ever before. It often takes a construct of pain to completely appreciate what we have, and it often takes hate to incite self-recognition. Sometimes the way light enters us is in fact through the wound. Number four, even if it wasn't your fault, it is your problem, and you get to choose what you do in the aftermath. You have every right to rage and to rant and to hate every bit of someone's being, but you also have the right to choose to be at peace. To thank them is to forgive them, and to forgive them is to choose to realize that the other side of resentment is wisdom. To find wisdom in pain is to realize that people who become quote-unquote supernovas are the ones who acknowledge their pain and then channel it into something better. Not people who just acknowledge it and then leave it to stagnate and then to remain. Number five, the people who have been through a lot are often the ones who are wiser and kinder and happier overall. This is because they've been through it, not past it or over it. They've completely acknowledged their feelings and they've learned and they've grown. They develop compassion and self-awareness. They are more conscious of who they let into their lives next. They take a more active role in creating their lives and being grateful for what they have and in finding reasons for what they don't. Number six, it shows you what you deserve. Those relationships didn't actually hurt you. They showed you an unhealed part of yourself, a part that was preventing you from being truly loved. That's what happens when we finally get past hurtful experiences and terrible relationships. We realize we are worth so much more, and so we finally choose more. We realize how we blindly or naively said yes to someone or gave them our mind and heart and space when we didn't have to, when they didn't deserve it. We realize our role in choosing what we want in our lives. And by experiencing what seems like the worst, we finally acknowledge that it feels so wrong because we have always deserved so much more. And lastly, number 7, truly coming to peace with anything is being able to say thank you for that experience. To fully move on from anything, you must be able to recognize what purpose is served and how it made you better. But until that moment, you'll only be ruminating over how it made things worse, which means you are not on the other side yet. To fully accept your life, the highs, the lows, the good, the bad, is to be grateful for all of it and to know that the good teaches you well, but the bad, it teaches you better. When I started podcasting, I think almost 3 years ago, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind, especially because I used to have an online store and I knew how hard it was to maintain the whole thing, which is why I quit. I just didn't think that I had time now to do it all over again with a full-time job as my podcast. But guess what? Now I'm back to selling on shopdaddyissues.com and it is so easy. And I can do it all on my own, all because I now use Shopify. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the final real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow, whether you're promoting protein bars or you're selling cat hair or you're selling all of your ex's stuff or you're selling merch like me. Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you are selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to the other leading commerce platforms. And you can sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify's magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is that no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify will give you everything that you need to take control and take care and take your business to the next level. That's how they helped me. Okay. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, ShopDaddyIssues.com, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. So sign up today for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/adulting, all lowercase. Again, go to shopify.com/adulting now to grow your business, no matter what stage you are in, for $1 a month trial period. That is shopify.com/adulting. Can I tell you one of my favorite things to do over the weekend? It is definitely to let loose, let go, and hang out with my friends and pull out some yummy, truly ice cold hard seltzers and just shoot the shit and get tipsy and have fun with one another, okay? Sometimes it's not even over the weekend. Sometimes over the weekdays too. Sometimes you really need it. You know what I mean? Because let's get real. I feel like the usual packs and flavors of other seltzers are usually as boring as Jeremy from Love is Blind, okay? That is why I'm so excited to partner up with Truly and the way they've been shaking things up with their new party pack. Truly believes life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfections, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. That is why Truly has something for everyone in more than 30 unique flavors, including their 3 lightly flavored mixed packs, berry, and the new party pack. Each flavor is super light, crazy refreshing, and made with real fruit juice. With only 5% ABV, 100 calories, and 1 gram of sugar in each can, Truly is the perfect drink to keep you on track with your New Year's resolution, unless your resolution is to have less fun, which I doubt it, okay? With 4 fan favorite flavors, including brand new raspberry, it's got a little something for everyone. You can bring it to wine night, you can bring it to game night, you can bring it to book club, you can bring it to the gym. Okay, I'm kidding, maybe a little too far, but you can drink it after the gym, okay? With this new pack, there's nowhere that you can't bring the party. Truly Hard Seltzer is a new party pack, and they have flavors for everyone, making it perfect for you and your friends and for me and my friends. So to find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyheartseltzer.com/locations. That is trulyheartseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer, keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly. So what do people who have lost love know? Well, the people who have lost love know that someone else's love is not yours to lose. Someone else's love is yours to experience. But anything beyond that is just becoming attached to an idea, a hope, a big old supposed to be. The people who have lost love know that right there is the point at which you lose yourself. When you start believing that someone else will carry some part of you with them while they walk away. When you start seeking salvation in the very person you have to be saved from, believing that someone else, someone other than yourself can save you. The people who have lost love know that you can lose things you never really had. End relationships that never really started. That never ran the course of all the dreams and plans you had together. They know that you can mourn people who were never really there at all. The people who have lost love know what it means to fill the empty spaces in your bed with pillows and in your life with work or dates that don't matter much or just the acknowledgement of sadness. They know the therapeutic quality of embracing it. They know what it means to be absolutely certain there's no visible way you could ever love somebody as much as you love that one person. They know what it's like to have your concept of logic and a sense and justice and fairness and supposed to be turned all the way on its ass. They know that you don't always spend forever with the person you love the most, but you can spend forever trying to reconcile that fact in your mind. And more importantly, that those things, they know that moving on isn't a conscious choice, but rather what happens when you finally stop trying. When you stop forcing yourself to forget, you forget about them when you start thinking about you. They know what it's like to look back on the things they thought they will never get over and to realize that even the hardest things somehow disappear with time. Ease with understanding, release with awareness. They know there is incomparable strength in having seen yourself through the worst. They consider their actions before they're reckless again with other people. They know what it's like to be on the receiving end of carelessness. They become the gentle lovers and cautious suitors whose hesitation and timidly might be confused for indifference, but it's not. And this is significant. They gain a reverence, an understanding of just how deep a human heart can love and how fragile an ego can break. The people who have lost love know the tight, stinging, burning feeling in your chest and throat and legs. They know what depths panic can drive you to when you've exhausted every option. They know that soulmates are not what people think they are. They aren't happily ever after most of the time. They are a love that lights every part of you up and exposes unhealed layers. Your true soulmate is the one who shows you to yourself. And they know that's the point. They know that you can love a person, but never as much as you can miss them. They know what it's like to have no choice but to live in the moment. To have to mentally walk yourself through every hour of the day because otherwise your awareness will be pulled from sifting through what's happened and worrying about what will and wondering about where they are and if they even cared at all. They know to appreciate what they have while they have it. They know there may be no deeper pain than seeing someone you love be in love with someone else. Or maybe accurately, someone you thought belonged to you, suddenly belonging to someone else. That simply, for all the great oceans of depth that you could feel running between you, that it could be over in a simple drop. They know what it's like to carefully daydream, running into that lost love again. They know what it's like to be picking out clothes with them in mind, rehearsing conversations alone in your bedroom, cutting their hair and running a mile longer as though a simple shift of appearance can make someone fall in love with you all over again. They know what it's like to actually run into them when they're with someone else. Someone else who is in so many ways not what they are, for better or for worse. From that extraordinary pain, they learn that someone's love for you isn't lessened or greatened by how much they love someone else. It's not a singular, expandable thing. And that knowing this may be the greatest lesson of all. They know what it's like to live with the ghost of what would have and should have and maybe still could be. To be walking down the street with a constantly running narrative of what they'd be saying, what they'd be thinking, if only they were there. To be out at the bar when the conversation seems to drift from your awareness and all of a sudden all you can focus on is the faint thought of what it would be if they were sitting right next to you. To be holding your basket in line at the grocery store and hearing your song come on, and all of a sudden to be imagining all of the ways you once thought they imagined you, and how they must think those same very thoughts, send those very same texts, act that very same way, just with someone else. They know what it's like for there to be strangers in the world who once knew everything about you. They know that you somehow always call into your life exactly what you need, the most painful, the most changing amongst it. They know you never lose love. They know that what you experience, how you grow, what you take, what you learn, what you see, what you do because of it is the point. Not to have it forever, but to become what it was meant to make you. They know that. At first, you will spend your time trying to figure out what to do with all of that love that is left lingering, and they know what you're supposed to give is actually to yourself. But here's what, maybe not everyone can love you the way you need to be loved, but I don't want this episode ending with you believing that the people you loved may have never loved you back. It may not be true, because not everybody will love you in a way that you will understand, in a way that you need. But it doesn't mean that they didn't love you. It doesn't mean that you guys didn't have something special. If you know me, you know that I normally find bras so uncomfortable and constricting, especially because as my weight has been fluctuating, so have my milk bags, okay? And whenever I come home, I like throw away the bra within seconds. But Skims has changed that for me. You know that I love Skims underwear. I talk about all the time. And I've also been talking how much I love their bras. They just constantly deliver one after the other. Like, Skims bras are worth the hype, you guys, from their amazing shape and support that they give to everything else in between. I wasn't expecting how comfortable they were going to be, but like, honestly, everything that Skims sells, I'm obsessed with. And like right now, as I'm speaking to you, I'm wearing their everybody shirt right now. And before I start recording this ad, I went on their site and bought their brand new tennis outfit that they just came out. Everything was sold out, so I bought the pink one. It was the last one there. But that's how much I love it. I literally shop everything on the site without even needing them to be one of my partners, which, by the way, I'm obsessed with the fact that they're one of my partners. You know what I mean? So in conclusion, let's dive back into their bras. Even their underwire bras that I'm wearing all day now, I'm wearing it right now, I barely even notice it. It's definitely no longer the first thing that I take off when I come home. The first thing that I take off now that I come home, my cat. I put her outside. I'm kidding. But I've been wearing Skims now for God knows how long, since they opened up, honestly. And I can't believe that it only took me, only a few months ago, I finally started wearing their bras. I have finally found an underwire bra that I'm obsessed with and I'm going to wear for the rest of my life. I tried their Fits Everybody t-shirt bra from Skims. It's literally the best t-shirt bra that I've ever owned. I wear it every single day, including right now, and I have it in every single color since it's the only bra that I wear. The straps are adjustable and the Fits Everybody material is obviously the best for an all-day comfort. Okay? I love Skims so much that whenever it's time for me to order new pieces, it's so hard for me to decide, which is why I just order everything. But normally when it comes to the bras, I reorder my Fits Everybody t-shirt bra. Like I said, it's the only bra that keeps my boobs from dragging on the floor. If you wanted some other recommendations for bras, I recommend the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra, the Fits Everybody unlined demi bra, or the wireless form t-shirt bra. But again, I would go with all of them. You can shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 different sizes from 30A all the way to 46H. Plus, you get free shipping on orders over $75. And if you haven't yet, when you check out, which is what I just did for myself, when I ordered the tennis Skims outfit, when you go to the end and you check out after you place your order, you see a survey at the end. You select podcast in the survey. And then in the drop-down menu that follows, you will pick Almost Adulting Podcast so they know that I sent you. Please, because I want them to continue being my partner for the rest of my life. This is the coolest partner I've ever had. So please do your girl a favor and use that drop-down menu survey thing and choose Almost Adulting Podcast when you check out. Love ya. So much of the tension that turns to friction and so much of the friction that creates the fault lines that erupt in our relationships have to do with the ways we perceive love, the ways we expect it, and how the love we think we deserve does or doesn't match up to what we get and oftentimes give. That someone without such and such an issue could come along and be better than what they have now. That there is better out there. The ex who's more convenient, the distance, the fear of commitment, the timing, the distractions, the impulse to try something else. And every last one of us can admit to knowing what it's like to be circling through those notions, trapped between loving someone and wanting to choose otherwise. So is there a very important reason why we tend to sometimes choose people who don't love us back? You know, when we become... when we go from lovers to strangers? Well, I've discussed this before, but I'll mention this again. The purpose of a relationship is not to be loved perfectly or forever. It's not to have our every whim and wish met and fulfilled. It is not to be completed or to have our minds and hearts fueled by the hormonal simulations, we think is a feeling of love. The purpose of a relationship is not the universe way of saying you are finally worthy and here's someone to prove it. The purpose of a relationship is to see ourselves completely. It is to see the parts of ourselves that we are otherwise unconscious of. The purpose of a relationship is to infuriate and overjoy and destroy us so we can see what angers us, what thrills us, and where we need to give ourselves love. The purpose of a relationship is not to fix us or heal us or to make us whole or happy. It is to show us where we need fixing and what parts of us are still broken. And perhaps the most brutal of all, that nobody can do this work or make us happy but ourselves. We choose to hold on to people and to love people who cannot love us back, to teach ourselves that we are in fact worthy of being loved back. We choose these people because they represent the parts of us that we do not love. I mean, why else will we waste our time on people who do not return our affection? We choose to love these people because they are the only ones with whom we share an intimate connection deep enough that it can awaken and illuminate the darkest corners of ourselves. And they are the only ones who can leave and let us do what we are here to do, which is resolve and actualize and heal them on our own. It is not the nature of love that people struggle with, but what it is designed to do. Most of our turmoil simply comes from never having been told that love will keep breaking our hearts until they open, and that we will be the ones throwing ourselves in again and again and again. Our life partners are the people who come after the love that opens us. Our big loves are the loves that emerge after we think we've lost them already. They come after we are ready, after we've already cleared out the damage, only after we've learned what it means to love ourselves. It is in this we realize that love is sharing what we already have, not relying on someone else to give us something to supplement. It is in this when we realize how crucial it was to love all of these people who could not love us back, because they were never meant to. And the rest only depends how long it takes us to realize this. Because one thing, my friends, that you will have to learn in your lifetime of trying to figure out why the people you love don't love you back, or will you be loving these people for the rest of your life? Even though what I read makes it seem like you will, I promise you, one day you will wake up and the song you used to cringe when you would hear it, the song that will make you drop to your knees, it will no longer mean anything. One day, the song will play and you won't even realize it's playing because it will mean nothing to you. One day, you will stop thinking about this person. One day, you will realize that they were just a lesson, that they taught you maybe how to love. They taught you how to ask what you really deserve. They taught you how to walk away, and they're not the right person for you. One day, you will no longer sit at a bar and tune out and think about them and who they're with. You will forget about them. One day, you will meet the person you're meant to be with, and it will help you realize exactly why you had to go through all of those other things. And the last thing I will leave you with is this. One thing you will learn throughout your lifetime is that no one teaches us more about love than people who never loved us. Anyway, you guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode as much as I enjoyed sharing it with you. If you love me, please go ahead and leave me a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me in the charts and I really appreciate it. And of course, if you're unaware, we now have 3 episodes a week. So if you enjoy my episodes, you can have a third one every single week through our podcast subscription, which will be in the bio description of this episode. Thank you so much again for listening. And don't forget, I love you and I'll see you Thursday.